Welcome to the Envy and Joy practice. All of these meditations and practices are designed to help us dissolve fear, to loosen our grip on fixed money beliefs. My experience is that these fears, these fixed money beliefs, are the inhibitors to a life of freedom and success with money. My experience is that these beliefs, these rigid beliefs that we have around money, these fears and anxieties that we have with money, hold us back from having success, hold us back from having freedom and ease with money. And that's why I do these meditations. So I invite you to find this relaxed, alert posture, finding a seat that's upright but not uptight, letting go of any striving, and putting any distractions aside, turning off your phone, and being right here, right in this moment, letting go of anything that's to come. And finding your breath, this inhale and exhale brings us into this present moment, into this inhale, into this exhale. There are many potential stressors around money. And there's one particular stressor that I have found is particularly harmful and is also this doorway to abundance or this doorway to joy. And this trigger is the heavy backpack of envy or envy and ill will. While it's natural to have feelings of envy of people that seem to have more than us or are more at ease in their lives, have more success, more health, that envy really blocks our own success, is what I've discovered. So we're going to do this practice to undo this envy. All right. So first, pick someone in your circle of friends or family or work colleagues, someone who you have envy towards with some aspect of their financial life, or maybe in general, somebody who has a house that you want, somebody who's flowing more with money, somebody who has some material or other quality that you want. When we're in envy, we're in scarcity, and we're telling our brains that there's not enough. And that fear of not having enough doesn't breed abundance. It destroys it. And that fear inhibits abundance instead of creating it for ourselves. So I invite you now to close your eyes, picture this person in your mind. And I'm going to ask you to do something that probably is going to sound crazy and might feel a little extreme, but we're going to wish this person even more success than they actually have right now. So seeing this person in your mind's eye and saying to them, I wish you unlimited success. May you flourish in all ways. May you be at ease. May your happiness continue and increase. All right, so we're going to try it again with your eyes closed, picturing this person in your mind's eye, and really see if you can feel the essence of these words, even if you feel a little bit like an imposter. Just fake it till you make it here. So saying again to this person, you say it silently to yourself or semi-audibly, I wish you unlimited success. May you flourish in all ways. May you be at ease. May your happiness continue and increase. And let's do it a third time, and this time choose any words that feel right for you. And really believe what you're saying. Allow yourself to stretch. So this is a practice that I repeated for weeks, for several months. And it took a while until I saw any results from it. But what really shifted is I went from feeling disgust or upset or neutrality, whenever this person had success in their lives, I went to feeling absolute joy and happiness for them. And I became aware that I didn't have to take away from my own happiness and joy. And there was such a freedom that got released from that. And that's what I wish for you. So this practice can just be 2 minutes a day of wishing this person this immense success and expanded happiness, and see what happens. See how that starts to dissolve fear and envy and allows you much more freedom, contentment, and the ability to attract what you want into your life. Maybe that exercise was easy for you. Maybe it was challenging. Maybe you felt a little bit like a phony saying those words. I invite you to stay with it. And just notice how you feel having done this exercise. So taking a breath now, and then letting the air release on the exhale. Because releasing envy can give you back so much in your life. Because the benefits of dissolving envy are immense.